Thank you. Thank you, Commission delegates. We have, there are some time constraints from a speaker, a guest we have in our house, Dr. Vala of OIE, who is scheduled to speak today. He has to leave, and so I would ask your indulgence in allowing us to interrupt the schedule of our agenda, already a little bit interrupted, but to allow him to speak to you for 4 or 5 minutes, and then we will return to our agenda. The other speakers scheduled to talk to us this afternoon have graciously agreed to wait because they don't have the same flight schedule constraints as Dr. Vala. So if you can agree with that, we will hear from him now. Thank you very much. Dr. Vala, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, Vice Chair, Madam Secretary. I would like to thank the FAO, WHO, and the Secretariat of the Codex Commission for giving me this opportunity to address you on behalf of the member countries of the OIE. I will focus only on strategic issues. And for more information, please see the detailed report provided at document CAC/33ENF/4. In the past 12 months, the OIE has participated in several meetings of the Codex Commission and its committees and expert groups, and we welcome also the participation of Codex staff and experts in OIE meetings. The OIE and Codex Commissions should continue to strengthen this collaboration to ensure that our standards are consistent and complementary, and to avoid gaps, contradictions, and duplication. This plan includes strong collaboration with the Codex Commission, WHO, and FAO. At the 78th General Session of the OIE, I was honored to be re-elected as Director General for a third term. I will continue to work closely with OIE members to implement the 5th strategic plan, which was adopted by the World Assembly of OIE delegates this year, and which call for closer collaboration between the OIE and the Codex Commission. In the context of the Global One Health Initiative, I would like to draw to your attention the very active collaboration between the FAO, OIE, and WHO, which is described now in the tripartite concept note entitled Sharing Responsibilities and Coordinating Global Activities to Address Health Risks at the Animal-Human Ecosystem Interfaces. This new note paves the way for further strengthening the synergies between the three organizations in the field of human health risk linked with animals, including food safety. Regarding capacity building activities, the OIE is encouraging all members to nominate focal points for six strategic issues, including animal production, food safety, and veterinary products. The creation of OIE national focal points under the overall authority of the OIE national delegates will contribute to the OIE expertise and strengthen communication between the OIE, its member, and national focal points for other global organizations, including the SPS contact point and national codex representatives. Specific training for all OIE national focal points is underway worldwide. Regarding joint OIE Codex standards, the OIE was very pleased that in May 2010, The WHO Assembly approved an amendment to the cooperation agreement between the UAE and the WHO, giving the legal basis for the development of joint standards on relevant aspects of animal production food safety. As previously explained, this will not fundamentally change the relationship that exists between the UAE and Codex. Given that there is already similar text in the FAO-OIE agreement, the way is now open for the UAE and Codex Commission to propose to members how joint standards could be developed as appropriate to the subject under consideration and our respective mandates. The UAE headquarters were pleased to collaborate with its Codex Commission counterpart in the preparation of the discussion document on the development of joint Codex UAE standards for the 26th session of the Codex Committee on General Principles in April this year. However, we were disappointed that detailed discussion by the committee was postponed until the next scheduled meeting of CCGP in 2012. In the field of private standard for sanitary safety, as I have mentioned in previous presentations to this assembly, the UAE has been working to assess the implication of private standard which may conflict with the OIE standard and to provide appropriate advice to members. In June 2009, an OIE expert ad hoc group on private standard was convened. And through the responses to a questionnaire to our members, it became clear that there are significant differences between the view of developed countries and developing countries on private standards. In response to members' recommendations, the UAE convened a meeting with global private standard setting organizations in February 2010. And at the OIE General Assembly in May this year, the views of the private sector on private standards were presented by a representative of the non-for-profit Global Alliance for a Safe Supply of Affordable Food Everywhere, SAFE. In the related resolutions, our members recommended that the OIE maintain and strengthen appropriate links and dialogue with relevant global private standard setting bodies and global private industry organizations with the aim of encouraging them to ensure the compatibility of private standard with OIE standards and to foster communication with national governments and consumers on the safeguards offered by official standards. I note that the paper to be discussed at agenda item 13 on private standard during this meeting draws some similar conclusions and recommendations to those in the OIE resolution on private standards. However, our member stated that it is critical to insist in the full respect of public standards and to find solution for that with the support of all our members. The UAE will continue to collaborate closely with the SPS Committee and the Codex Commission on this issue. Finally, the UAE participates actively in the work of the Codex Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance and the recently formed FAO-OIE-WHO Consultative Ad-Hoc Group on Collaborative Activities on Antimicrobial Resistance. The UAE is also close to finalizing a standard on biosecurity in poultry production. We will continue our active collaboration with the Codex Commission to avoid gaps, duplication, and contradiction in standards for zoonotic pathogen and food safety, food and feed safety, And we are working on feed standard, including aquatic animals and pet foods. Madam Chair, in closing, may I assure you of my strong commitment on behalf of OIE members, countries, to continuing the established close relationship with the Codex Commissions. I believe that our current close and effective working relationship reflects the commitment on the part of the Secretariat and, most importantly, the members of the two organizations. However, in this era of global One Health, I believe that this is possible for us to deepen and extend the collaboration to further benefit members of both organizations. The UAE is ready to address this challenge. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bala. On behalf of the Commission membership, I would like to thank you for your remarks. I thank you for noting that as we work close together in collaboration, and as we plan to continue to discuss how we can work ever closer together, that we are stronger. Both our organizations are stronger when we work closer together. I also note with gratitude that you have seen the paper that we will discuss, and you may or may not know that we will also have a seminar on tomorrow morning in which we will go in more depth into precisely the sorts of issues that you raised. The importance of close collaboration between the public standards developed for the public good, encouraging harmonization as much as possible with the private standards. So we are completely in agreement, and I think in we are in very large agreement on that point as well, and it is gratifying to hear your words. Thank you very, very much for your comments. We take them for information. We must return to our agenda, so we cannot, this cannot be a question and answer session. It isn't in any way. It is a point in which we hear from you. We thank you very much, and we look forward to continued cooperation and safe travels to you, sir. Thank you.